So Mike McCoy, like a lot of opposing coaches, they like to try the strategy. Well, how do you beat Peyton? Well, you let them sit. Spend the day on the bench over there while their offense just tries to dominate time of possession. Limit those possessions. But if the Chargers want to do that today, Phil, they will not be able to do it with Ryan Matthews.
Yeah, you know, last year on Thursday night in Denver, the Chargers had a lot of success keeping the ball away from Peyton. They had the ball 17 minutes more than the Broncos did in that game, and a big reason why was Ryan Matthews. He rushed for 127 yards in that game and a touchdown. He was not there the first time the Broncos faced the Chargers this week. The Broncos won that game, and he is inactive again today. So it might be a little bit more difficult for the Chargers to play that keep away that Mike McCoy likes to do.
Andrew, you're starting to see Mike McCoy and Phillip Rivers really kind of create that dynamic, that friendship, in terms of them working together and trying to win games. Offensively, some threats on this team. What do the Broncos have to look for today?
Well, look for him, Rivers, to spread the ball around. The thing that he's done in the last couple of years with Mike McCoy is he trusts a greater array of his targets, and he spreads the ball around it. It's hurt them this year not having Danny Woodhead out of the backfield, but Antonio Gates, 9 touchdowns, and of course had a couple of touchdowns like back in Denver in October. That's huge. And also Keenan Allen, who killed the Broncos last year in December, he's gotten back in the groove. He's got a couple of 100-yard games in the last 3 weeks. And then, of course, you know, Rivers, he trusts his targets, so you'll see him work Malcolm Foy and Eddie Royal in as well. So you've got to defend everybody because he's going to look for the mismatch, and he's going to exploit it. And he really doesn't care who he throws to as long as he's throwing to the open man.
Yeah, everyone knows Phillip Rivers likes to talk a little junk, even though he keeps it clean. He does not swear, which is incredible. I don't think all three of us are capable of doing that if we ever get upset. But he also backs it up, and that's just one of the reasons why guys like Terrence Knighton said you got to look out for Phillip Rivers and these Chargers.
Well, they know the strength of our defenses, our two edge rushers in DeMarcus and Vaughn. And then you get in third and long, you got to worry about Malik and Wolf on the inside. So, you know, that's your best bet. And then teams are trying to play it safe because they don't want our offense to be on the field and getting a good rhythm. And now that we have a really good run game, you know, we're controlling the clock. So it's almost like they're playing keep away and just moving the ball forward as much as they can.
What makes him so difficult to sack, Phillip Rivers? Why is he so difficult to bring down?
He has great pocket awareness. And, you know, edge rushers don't like going against him because he doesn't drop back far in the pocket. So, you know, the interior guys have to do a good job, again, pushing the pocket, you know, making him uncomfortable because he has a low, you know, throwing trajectory. So, you know, he's got to get a lot of pressure in his face.
But he seems to have an amazing knack and awareness and poise, especially on third down. Mm-hmm. When you think you got him bottled up, it's third and long, somehow he makes that amazing throw and threads the needle.
Yeah, but the interesting thing about them is it's almost like we're going against our own offense. You know what I mean? The coach that is there now was here, and it's almost the same system. So, you know, this week in practice, everything we've been doing, it's almost like we're going against Peyton. So, you know, it's difficult because they create third and short opportunities. They don't want to be in third and long. Same thing with our offense. So they want to keep the game manageable and keep time of possession.
I want to thank our partners at KOA for that, and also Terrence Knighton. Okay, he knows exactly what they're getting into this week. Phillip Rivers, though, you know, Broncos fans, nobody likes him, and that's okay, but he's a really good quarterback. DeMarcus Ware, though, he was asked who was his nemesis when he played for the Cowboys, and ironically, Phil, it was Phillip Rivers.
Yeah, surprisingly, he said that, hey, one of the guys that we always disliked facing was Phillip Rivers, but that they respect him. They know that he's just having fun back there. And DeMarcus said, hey, sometimes, like, you'll get near him, and then he'll just pat you on the shoulder and say, hey, good job or nice hit. He said that kind of gets under your skin more than, like, cussing or anything like that. So they got a lot of respect for him, and DeMarcus says he definitely wants to get a little taste of Rivers today.
Yeah, he said something like that drives him crazy. So I'm going to go ahead and set up my key, just one key to the game. Pressure Phillip Rivers. That's my big key. Andrew, let's get to yours, though. Is that one of them?
It's one of them, but it's number two. Number one, don't get caught up in the Chargers pre-snap tomfoolery or ballyhoo or whatever you want to call it. You know, they like to mix things up. They'll show blitz, they'll drop eight guys, you know, or they'll look like they're going to have a conventional setup, and then they'll blitz from, you know, with Eric Weddle, they'll blitz from the inside linebackers, outside linebackers. they really like to confuse you before the snap, so it's up to the Broncos to focus on what they do before the snap and not get too distracted by the Chargers, because what they show may be entirely different than what they do. That's just what John Pagano likes. Number two here at the Octorad, break down San Diego from the inside. That gets to pressuring Philip Rivers.
Yes.
We've seen from the Chargers this year, they've had a lot of trouble keeping centers healthy. They're on their fourth starting center, fifth overall to get snaps to Philip Rivers, and that's Chris Watt. Now, Watt's probably their center of the future, third-round pick this year, but he's still learning, he's still adjusting, so look for the Broncos to try and exploit the A-gap with stunts, with Wolf and Malik Jackson working around each other, maybe Von Miller stunning inside, and also with Marshall and Trevathan present, maybe you blitz one of them up the A-gap. And finally, force San Diego into third and long. This is the fourth best team on third downs this year. They were the best in the league last year, but there's a big drop off. They go from 56% third down conversion percentage with 5 yards or less to gain to 36% when they have six or more. So it's up to the Broncos on first and second down to limit the Chargers, so they have those third and longs that allow the Broncos to tee off and keep the Chargers at bay.
That's terrific. So that's 1, 2, 3 keys for Mace. I threw in pressure Philip Rivers. I have one more. These Broncos fans who are here right now, you can't quite see right now with the shot we have, but there are a lot of Broncos fans here already. At one point, it looked like there were only Broncos fans in the building. So I'm going to say maybe a little bit of juice from the crowd, why not, could also help. That's going to do it for this week's Broncos TV Live pregame show. For Phil and Andrew and the entire crew working both here and back at Sports Authority Field, thanks so much for joining us today, everyone. Broncos, Chargers. Broncos can lock up the West, secure a playoff position. I know everyone right now is still watching that Patriots game, which we think is still at 14-13. So who knows? Maybe a lot can happen today. I'm Chris Hall. Thanks so much, everyone. Enjoy the game. We'll have coverage afterwards on DenverBroncos.com.
These division games count double. It's tough playing there. Every time we played this team, it seems like it's been settled by, you know, a couple points, you know, here or there. It's a game that it's a lot on the line.
That's a division opponent, very tough place to play. They've played great at home this year.
All that matters is this next game, and it doesn't really matter what happened in the past.
Our fans travel well to San Diego. And it'd be a great game. They're fighting to stay in it. You know, we're trying to get them out of it.